Does the Prime Minister share my concern that last year 50,000 people were stopped at the controls at Calais? It's 150 people every single day. And does it underline not only that we should keep those controls in place, but we should consider the case for investing more in state-of-the-art technology and in more border officers there so we can win the war against the people traffickers and keep our borders safe and secure?
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
I have to say to my honourable friend that our Border Force officers are doing an excellent job at the juxtaposed controls and the work that they do in his constituency, and particularly the work they're doing to stop illegal immigrants and the human traffickers. And they have indeed, we have been investing in the system capabilities. 108 million has been invested in the last 2 years in new technology, and a further 71 million is earmarked for that in this current financial year. But of course, there are particular pressures on Dover. That's why we've also invested more money to maintain security there and ensure that Calais camp remains closed. And we're making efforts upstream as well to ensure that we reduce the number of people who are trying to get to the United Kingdom illegally. And DFID are now putting extra focus on the Central Mediterranean route. As I announced last week, an extra £75 million is going for humanitarian support there.